Welcome, friends. You are listening to the Mind Body Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Miramontes. This is where intuition meets education in the realms of fitness, mindset, and more, all to create lasting change. Welcome back to the podcast, and thanks so much for being here. I am recording in a new space today, so if you hear any weird noises, I'm sorry about that. I'm working on it. Hopefully, I can get this all cleaned up so that the audio is amazing. Bear with me. Today, I want to talk about Tess Holliday and the fact that she is on a diet. Actually, we're not really talking about Tess Holliday because, like, I don't really talk about people, but it's important to talk about her in this context. It's relevant. Because if you don't know who Tess Holliday is, she is someone who has led a fat acceptance and fat positivity community. A lot of people have looked up to her and looked to her to lead them through this movement, to help them improve their self-concept, the way that they're thinking about themselves. And she has done that. However, now she's on a diet and people are upset. So, as always, the pendulum is swinging. It always does. And unless you've been living under a rock, you have probably seen a huge increase in conversations the past several years around being body positive, around fat acceptance, having a healthy body image, and health at every size. And if you know me and you have been following my Instagram page at Steph Miramontes, formerly known as soulcenteredfitness.co, or any of my content for a while, then you know that I'm a big believer in learning how to have a positive body image. I am with it. So much so that I have a 6-week course about it called You Can't Hate Your Body Thin. I teach a monthly body image class in all the group coaching programs that I coach in, and I have a 24-week coaching program specifically on body image called Unfiltered. The one area that my message has been falling flat for a huge part of the body positive community is that I believe in having a healthy and positive body image while also believing that weight loss is not the fucking devil. I don't believe that people should try to lose weight at any cost because, well, that's ridiculous. And although I know exactly how it feels to be willing to do just about anything to get to that magical unicorn body or that magical weight, whatever it is, I also believe that weight loss, weight gain, and everything in between is complex. Because I have been through decades of yo-yo dieting and hating my body, I have had to have a lot of conversations with myself about what is helpful and what is harmful. I've spent enough years diving into rabbit holes and believing whatever was the big thing at the time. And because I spent enough time consuming fitness and health and weight loss content, and I've been in the coaching space since, I don't know, forever, I have watched trends come and go, and I have watched the messages change. I have seen people that have been a certain way, felt certain that they are right about something, completely change their mind and their message as new information is presented. And I've been that person as well, which technically is how it should be, at least the change part. When you know better, you do better. And because of all of this experience, I land right smack in the middle, which is boring and unsexy to those who flippantly change their diets more often than their underwear and to those who are diehard purists when it comes to having only positive thoughts about their body, so much so that they rebel against any nutrition or health advice while ignoring the often very, very real consequences of their rebel behavior. Here's what I understand. The research that suggests that shaming someone is not helpful when it comes to getting them to change their behavior and lose weight is spot on. If it was, I'd have lost my weight decades before I did, and I'd be out of a job. But there's a sexy temptation that both professionals and non-professionals in the health, fitness, and wellness space fall victim to. And that, my friends, is binary thinking. There's something self-righteous about it, and there's something safe about it, knowing that you have the right answers, that you are on the right side. Talk about ego. There have been plenty of times in my life where I have fallen victim to it too, and I'm sure that more opportunities to be wrong will come around again and again. I look forward to growing with it. But when it came to body image and the conversation around fat loss, I planted my feet firmly in the center. Now, the body positivity movement's origins actually have very little to do with how the mainstream public talks about it. And I'm not going to go very far into the origins on this episode. I'm actually not the best person to talk about body positivity as a whole because, again, mainstream is wrong.
So what I will say is that it has a lot more to do with the truly marginalized identities than it does about weight alone. And because society does what society does, we have made it mean everything about weight. And then those who are in truly marginalized bodies and identities have gotten pushed to the back burner. Body positivity can include body image, but body image is not the same as body positivity. And if you're confused, that's okay. Do some Googling about the origins. You will have it all cleared up. And I have a lot of compassion for people who have latched onto some of the ideas behind these movements because they have finally found freedom from oppressive beauty standards. Hello, we all need that. It's torture to live in a body that you hate and that the world hates and that you feel like in spite of every effort, you can't change. I also fully believe in the idea that health at every size promotes, which is that you can improve your health at any size. And focusing on weight loss instead of healthy behavior change can be harmful. That isn't a universal truth, though. And the biased cherry-picked research isn't as honest as it's being presented. We could argue both sides of this. It would be pointless because it would only further reinforce your desire for this binary all-or-nothing thinking that is not serving you. Some of the body positive values that I am unshakable in are no one should have to put their life on hold until they lose enough weight that they're allowed to feel good about themselves by society standards. We do not have to sit on the sidelines waiting for permission to go out, have fun, and enjoy our lives. That is bullshit. No one should have to fight for access to quality healthcare, comfortable chairs, clothes that fit. Diversity of size is a thing, and my God, we need an update in accessibility for a variety of reasons. Whether you are part of this conversation or not, no matter what side you live on, it does not matter. We need an update when it comes to having access to things that are comfortable for a variety of body sizes. Everyone deserves to have their needs met, regardless of size. They are lovable. They are valuable. It is important, period. Weight loss is fucking hard, and the way most of the world has been trying it makes it harder. People are so much more than their weight, their size, and their fuckability. Let's just be honest. And the definition of healthy is vague and overall fucked up when it bases its assumptions due to someone's size. It's small-minded and foolish, and I think we can do better. It's also true that there are plenty of thin people who struggle with unhealthy habits and behaviors. It's just easier for them to hide it so they don't have to feel ashamed in public. So I stand in support and solidarity with the fat positivity community on all of those fronts and more. But there is a point where I divert from the message. And that point is in the binary thinking that says all or nothing. And I'm not alone. We are seeing more and more of the fat positive influencers going on diets, going on medication. You know the medication. I'm going to talk about it in a future podcast episode. And they are attempting weight loss for a variety of reasons, most of the time naming health. Which brings me back to Tess Holliday, who I think is lovely and has done some wonderful things in the body image space. And she is one of those people who has gone on a diet for health reasons. And I will tell you, many of her fans are pissed. If you are one of her fans, you might also be pissed. And I think that you have the right to be, but only long enough to self-reflect and realize that y'all are only upset because she offered freedom from the self-loathing, from the same desperate place that y'all were living in. In other words, she needed to be free just as bad. And when she found that freedom, she shared it and you drank it right up. She is culpable for spreading a message that glamorized unhealthy behaviors. I'm sorry, she did, but she's not your guru. I think about how parents often push diets on their children, not because they suck as parents, but because they're terrified of their children growing up to suffer in their bodies due to social pressure, due to social bullying, limited access to a comfortable life, or simply to try and save them from the same self-loathing mindset that they have about themselves. Same old bullshit passed on generation to generation. Sure, they are responsible for the damage done to their child's relationship with food and their body image, but it isn't a conscious evil that they're trying to pass on to their kids. It might seem limiting, but we're all just kind of doing the best we can. Social conditioning runs deep. Many of the fat positive messages are similar. a worry that any attempt at a health-promoting choice will send them running back down to the damaging path of dangerous diet culture mentality and back on track to a disordered relationship with food, exercise, and their body, or worse. So we are seeing lots of formerly fat-positive people losing weight and talking about health. Is it because they didn't believe what they were saying was true? I don't think so. Instead, I think it's the same as everything else that we humans have to go through. We want a reason, an explanation for why things are the way they are. We want our pain to be taken away, and when somebody offers that gift, we take it. And when it comes to body image, the way society has trained us to think about how valuable we are based on our bodies is so ridiculous and unattainable for most that we can't help but be in pain, and we want to escape it. The same justifications that we've used for going on extreme and unrealistic diets, though, are being used to justify ignoring the research that connects habitual overeating and poor health to the point where many people have villainized the word health. Again, Tess was one of these people who said, "Don't use the word health in my comment section in my house. It's not allowed." They find it triggering and harmful. She found it triggering and harmful. And while I understand why that might be, it is literally gaslighting at its finest. We should be able to talk about things that trigger us if there is some truth behind it so that we can work through our triggers and come to a more honest place about what decisions we need to be making. What we're seeing through these movements are very poor health outcomes as people get older and less mobile. And I'm not talking about 80 years old. I'm talking about 30 and 40 years old. There's some regret happening and needing some honest conversations. And it's so scary and it's so hard because buying into one thing when you've believed another makes you wrong. And nobody wants to sit and be wrong. It feels like shit. We need to get out of the shame so we can be honest, so that we can understand that we are just human wanting what's best for us, wanting some relief from the struggle. But relief doesn't always mean better. Sometimes we need to put the pressure on ourselves to change because that's what's better. What might feel like freedom at 18 or 25 feels like a prison at 50. And by then, the overeating habit has been reinforced so many damn times that it's harder to break. Now, I am not talking about everybody needing to be a size 2, so please don't take your brain to that place. What I'm saying is, if you have overeating pounds on your body, if you are eating in a way that does not make you feel good before, during, and after, and you're doing it on repeat, if you're ignoring the cues from your body to say, "Hey, I'm hungry, we should eat," not our mind that says, "Hey, there's food, you should eat it," chances are you have overeating weight on your body that is not serving you. It is not helping you. I don't care what size you land at, but I guarantee you, you are not feeling your best. I'm not someone that thinks that anyone else's health is my business unless they ask me about it and they pay me for it. Or you're listening to my podcast, then like I consider that you asking me about it. But, you know, you do you. But here's what I've been seeing. More people are asking me about it and paying me for it because they are tired of being so tired in their bodies. Excess body fat has consequences from pain, immobility, hormone issues, so many more things. Overeating has consequences. Being sedentary, stressed out, overdrinking, not sleeping well, and sitting on your ass in a chair all day long has consequences. All of these things have consequences outside of body size. And the biggest cost for me when it came to my habitual overeating, my emotional overeating, was knowing that I wasn't connected. I wasn't taking care of me, mind, body, soul. I was using food as an outlet, as something that I was in a tumultuous relationship with because I relied on it to comfort me. I relied on it to entertain me, to help me procrastinate, to self-soothe, to cure my boredom, and all of these other things that were going on. I wasn't dealing with any of it, which disconnected me more and more and more from the real experience of life that I wanted to be having. Instead, I was having this filtered, buffered, soften the edges so I'm never uncomfortable life, which made me ultimately so much more uncomfortable. So here's what I think. The world is ready for change. I know that this change comes on the heels of the semaglutide type drugs being widely available. And I don't believe that everyone who loses weight will do it in a way that's healthy and sustainable and create all of these wonderful habits. I think there's going to be some serious bullshit happening. And we're going to see it. I've already seen it. I've seen lots of it. But in spite of all of that, I do think we're ready to see some change. And the world is ready to see a more diverse definition of health, a more middle ground when it comes to the weight loss, exercise, and healthy eating conversation. We are ready to be less offended by talking about things that need to be talked about honesty, about truth. I think we're seeing a swing in the opposite direction with people losing a ton of weight, being addicted to the high that seeing the scale go down gives, even though it's such a false feed, and some food and body obsession that comes along with it. We're gonna see those things, but like most things, it isn't sustainable, and we have an opportunity right now to be thoughtful and intentional about how we have this conversation, about the habits we wanna develop, about the life we wanna live, and how we wanna feel while we're living it. All right, that's all I have for you today. I've got lots of great stuff coming for you in 2024, including conversations around body image. So make sure that you are on my email list so you do not miss a damn thing. If you enjoyed this episode, do the cool thing by leaving a rating and review for the podcast. It helps me so much more than you know. A no-cost way to support me in this work is to share. Screenshot the episode, share it on social media, and let me know what you're enjoying about it. Tag me so I can come by and say thank you so much. If you have any questions or thoughts on this episode, ideas for future episodes, or if you want to know how we can work together one-on-one, my inbox is always open for you. All of my contact information is in those show notes, and I just want to let you know that the wait list right now for Unstuffed is active. That is also in the show notes. Make sure that you jump on that. It's no obligation, no pressure, but you get to know when the doors are open first. Always comes with some really cool bonuses, and that is coming right up. Man, time sure flies. So this spring, the doors will be open. If that is something you're interested in, make sure you sign up. Get some cool stuff while you're waiting, and I will see you next week. Bye.